Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2019. Welcome to day 776. Donald Trump pressured John Kelly and White House counsel Don McGahn to give Ivanka Trump a security clearance against their recommendations. While Trump does have the legal authority to grant clearances to anyone he wants, those decisions are typically left up to the White House Personnel Security Office, which raised concerns. Trump wanted Kelly and McGahn to make the final decision so it wouldn't look like he had a hand in the process. After both of them refused, Trump granted the clearance himself anyway. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that on 11 different occasions while in office, Trump issued personal checks to Michael Cohen, which were meant as reimbursements for the hush money payments that Cohen made to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 election. The dates on the checks show that Trump was simultaneously managing affairs of state while also repaying his former personal attorney for keeping Trump's personal secrets hidden from the public. Of the 8 checks that are now available, 7 were for $35,000 and another was for $70,000. 6 of the checks were signed by Trump, and the other 2 were signed by Trump Jr. and Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer. Moving on, Trump intends to nominate Jesse Liu to be the Associate Attorney General. Liu is the current U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, which has taken the lead in handling Mueller's criminal case against Roger Stone, and has convened a grand jury to investigate whether former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe should face criminal charges for lying to investigators about his interactions with reporters. By moving Liu out of that job, Trump can now nominate someone to oversee some of the prosecutions being brought by Mueller. Liu also served on Trump's transition team at the Justice Department. She acknowledged that her 2017 in-person interview with Trump before he nominated her to be U.S. attorney was unusual, since U.S. attorneys do not normally meet with the president as part of the interview process. And finally, the U.S. trade deficit on goods ballooned to $891.3 billion in 2018, the highest ever, and driven in part by Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut. Since Trump imposed tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other Chinese goods, the trade deficit grew by 12.5% up from 2017, or nearly $70 billion. Trump's trade war with China and others has cost the United States at least $19.2 billion so far, with Americans paying at least $12.3 billion to the U.S. government in tariffs while losing $6.9 billion in income due to the trade war-related market disruptions. And in the polls, Ben Dixon and Amandi International and Politico say 40% of Florida voters believe Trump should be reelected, while 53% are opposed to his second term. Trump has a 43% approval rating in Florida, with 52% viewing him unfavorably and 46% very unfavorably. And now to the notables. 1. New commercial imagery and analysis reveal that North Korea has started a rapid rebuilding of its long-range ballistic missile site at the Sohae launch facility. 2. Trump canceled the requirement that U.S. intelligence officials publicly report the numbers of people who are killed in drone strikes and other attacks on terrorist targets outside of war zones. 3. ICE has been keeping tabs on a series of left-leaning and anti-Trump protests in New York City. And 4. The Democratic National Committee will not allow Fox News to broadcast any of its 2020 presidential primary debates. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.